You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
You feel me? We rolling, man.
Oh, we are?
Yes.
Who told you that?
I looked over there, man. Oh. I'm watching Cam now. I was like,
yeah, and he has a sinister look on his face.
He liked to catch us at this point. I looked over there, saw him give the signal. I saw the clock running, and I was like, you slippery bastard. You slippery when wet bastard. We back again. Daddy issues.
Indeed.
Back in the
I'm back,
studio.
Baby.
We are back, y'all.
We back, baby.
We got K Dot in the background. We got Maya up in this thing.
What's up?
We still parents. You know, yeah. That ain't changed.
Never changes.
Anything new with the kids? Well,
no, oh, yeah, let me address that.
Please. Right, the audience is like, oh, my God.
I know, and I was trying to make it at least dramatic. So this is what happened, guys, last week. The reason why I had to leave, Keelan fell at school. He was playing around in the library. And, like, threw his head back and hit his head on the stairs. And they said he looked, like, a little woozy and a little out of it. So school protocol is when a kid hits his head, the parents got to come get him. Mm-hmm. They also panicked a little because they was like, Annie has, you know, a history of seizures. And I'm like, he ain't never had a seizure in his life. They had confused him with another kid that does have seizures.
Oh, okay.
So they panicked a little more and called me and was like, yo, they said, you know, his eyes is rolling. I feel like in their mind, since they was already in seizure mode,
right?
They was like, he about to seize out. They was like, his eyes is rolling back. And I was like, I doubt it. So I think they got a little scared and they came and got me. By the time I got to the school, he was trying to go back to class.
Okay.
I was like, what happened? He was like, I fell, I hit my head. Ouch. And I was like, you good?
He
was like, yeah.
Ouch.
And then I was like, all right. And he was going to go walk back to class. I was like, no, you got to come with me. We got to go home. And they gave me like a sheet like to check for concussion and stuff, and he had zero symptoms or whatever. He was fine.
Okay.
And so it was nothing. It was just, it's protocol, and it's better to be safe than sorry.
I respect it.
I was a little irritated just because of how dramatic they were on the phone.
Yeah.
And so I'm flying trying to get to the school.
Right.
Because then I'm like, I don't know what's going on, and I don't like. I mean, every parent can attest to this. When you're there, you're way calmer than when you.
Of course.
Not when you're helpless. And
the unknown.
Know. Yeah.
He hit his head. You gotta get up here.
When I originally got there and saw him, my initial reaction was irritation. Like, I was like, I'm pissed. But then I was like, no, thank y'all for being concerned.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada. Now, as far as the podcast, Cam had called me and texted me and asked if he wanted to cut my side out.
Uh-huh.
And I said, yeah, because he showed me the video, and my face was so concerning. I didn't want people to be like, oh, God, what? Because I was like, my face showed that I was freaking out.
Yeah.
So I had him cut it so nobody was tripping, so it wouldn't be dramatic.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it as light as possible, but people saw it anyway. So for everybody who DM'd me and checked, he's fine. Thank you so much. But I was trying to keep it as least dramatic as possible because even my mom hit me. She was like, what happened? And I was like, first of all, I didn't know you listened to the podcast. Thanks for listening. I had no idea.
She was like, wait, what happened?
My brother hit me. He was like, what happened? I was like, what you listen to? All right.
The parents is all in.
I know my family was listening.
Yeah, my mom watches everything.
Yeah, he's fine. And thanks. But I'm really low dramatic. So I'm just like, how do I get out of this without anybody freaking out? I could lose my arm right now. And I'd be like, well, let's just finish.
Oh, yeah.
We'll sew it on.
Well,
later.
Something happens to me. Yeah. Oh, there's no panic.
But that's what happened. So thank you guys. Because people was like DMing me.
Of
like,
course.
He's fine. And I was like, yeah, he's fine.
You know what I'm saying?
He was fine from jump. Just
we
want
to know what's going on.
You know, kids doing kid stuff.
I respect them, though, for taking that extra protocol, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wish they were a little bit more, you know, calm on the phone.
Yeah.
When they called you. But the protocol itself is dope.
Yeah, yeah. I
because then, you know, if something happens, then the parents would be like, we blame the school.
Yeah.
And then, you know, better safe than sorry.
Yeah, I was only irritated for like a second.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? Forget it. They can go home and play.
Yeah.
Like, what, he had like an hour of school or something like that.
All right. That
I was
bad.
More upset about missing the podcast.
So yeah, like, man. You know, Maya filled in quite nicely.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Did.
Yeah.
A little bit on the spot there.
I mean, you know, you got to be ready for it. Roll with the punches, you know.
I should have left Kendrick here. Just let him fill in. Yeah, I'll be back.
I wonder if he would have noticed. I always panic on, like, you know, when kids, the parents leave, and the kid didn't see them leave. So I'd be like,
oh, he's not
turn
that,
around and it's just me.
He's not that kid anymore. Like, he's way more outgoing than Keelan was.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Kendrick be, he be out. Like, almost, I'd be like, hey, man, like, we were in the store the other day, and some lady walked up to Keelan. He ran to me like, hey, I don't know you, lady. I'm like, yeah, stranger danger.
Right.
But Kendrick just be like, what up? I'll be like, come on, bro.
Let me tell, oh, this your van, right? Yeah. This is a nice interior okay, you cool. got in there.
No windows,
close the
huh?
door. Let me get yeah. a better look with, without the sunlight coming
Kendrick,
in.
Kendrick, you know, like, especially once you get warmed up. Like, initially, he is cold shoulder with some people. Yeah. Once he get warmed
real
up.
Real fake sleep.
He yeah, that fake. He fake, fake. Y'all sleep. Don't know. He fake sleep at his own birthday party. We everybody have. He laid in the middle of the floor
sleep.
And fake sleep like we wouldn't know.
That he fake sleep on me. I was standing there trying to, you know, get a handshake, and he just fake sleep. So I went behind him, and then I watched him like open his eyes and look around. I brought the hand back in like, yeah, and then he went back to sleep. I'm like, come on, man. I'm here all day.
He stayed doing that.
I tried to fake sleep the other night, man. We had shows at the Laugh Factory, so I went to this after party. And he was like,
you went to the thing?
We ended up going because BT said they had popcorn. It was like, oh, it's free popcorn? And then went, yeah, at this place called Adults Only. It's like set up to where it looks like an old school video store.
They got the porno playing.
They got the porno playing right there. So you walk past the porn and there's a bar. So I walked through like a dance circle to get to the popcorn. And then when I got in the circle, they were like, yeah, Tony. They was like, and I just fake sleep. Exactly like I fell asleep on the dance floor. It worked. Thank you, Kendrick.
You don't have a set move?
I got a set move. I just wasn't, you know, I was popcorn. You know, I was on a mission.
I think we've been twice, and both of them was because one was Ron's birthday.
Yeah.
And the other one was like, it was a reason we went. And then I was like, all right.
I just went, man. I don't be doing nothing social no more. Let me go. And plus the popcorn. It was really the popcorn.
Popcorn's more not social. Expensive.
No, man, it's not.
That popcorn was good, too.
Was it like kettle corn?
Nah, it was just regular.
Was you watching the porn while eating the popcorn?
I was watching the porn. We came in. Yeah. It was a full scene.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was watching that. And then on the way out, I wanted to watch some more. But it was like, I don't know if y'all know porn like this, but when you would rent porn, it was always this lady giving like a public service announcement.
For real?
In the beginning or like the end. And she'd be sitting there at the desk talking for mad long. So that was on. I was like, man.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. And so I was like, and so we just left. But when we went in, it was a full scene. I was like, real porn.
Yeah. Me and Toddy, we always stop and watch it. We'd be like, all right.
Yeah. Old school porn.
Yeah, it'd be old school as hell.
The hair was terrible. The women were mediocre. It was just old school porn.
It'd be on, though.
It was a good time.
If it's
though.
On, you got to watch.
Oh, man, I'm watching. You watch porn?
I have a funny story that a lot of people get upset by. So I have a lot of gay friends. So I've never heard of that in a straight club, porn being on. Yeah. But in the gay club, it's really, it's super common. And so my friend used to do a DJ night at this Leather Daddy bar.
That sounds gay as hell.
It's so gay.
Leather Daddy. Yeah.
But he's a musician, so of course, I'm always going to go support my friend. Mm-hmm. And then so I took Tony Valentino, who's my man, which was a huge mistake. I shouldn't have, because he's cute. And the second I leave him, like, I took him there on rugby night one time, and then I left him alone, and it was just these big guys, and that's a different story.
They circled him?
Yeah, they circled
him. What was he doing, though? What was he like?
Tony's just like with me, and then I'm like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. He's like, okay. And the second I leave, they just swarmed in like mosquitoes.
Did he know where y'all was going before you got there?
Well, this is for our friend's DJ night, so it's usually not a problem.
Like, oh, it's his friend, too?
It's my friend, but, you know.
But he'd be like, I'm about to pull up to the gay club. But he knows that, like, going in?
Yeah, but I'm like, you're going to be with me. It's going to be fine. He doesn't do it anymore because of rugby night and because of this incident.
Because of rugby night.
One night at the Leather Daddy, it was rugby night.
That
things
sounds
got out of
infamous
hand.
Right there. It was rugby night.
And they were playing it, and like it was a scene at the beginning, so I'm like, oh, this is an MMA fight. So we're like, well, we're waiting for Sean to do his DJ thing. We're like, we're watching this MMA fight. And we're like, okay. And I was like, well, there's not many people in the background for an MMA fight. And then it turns into hardcore.
Hilarious.
And then Tony was just like, this was probably
that's
one of the last
out.
Times.
He's like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah, that I got him to go to the Eagle.
That was it. That was it
no
for Tone.
More Leather Daddy for Tone. He was like, I'm out.
Leather Daddy rugby next.
See you later.
Yeah, man. I got no kids stories to share. You know what I'm saying? One's in college. The other one's working. He's working his butt off, too. He was supposed to be on daddy issues.
How about to say, where how?
But he was like, I picked up an extra shift.
Where are you working?
Well, now he's picking up extra shifts at Vons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was like, hey, man.
He picking up shifts?
He's picking up extra shifts.
He went from leaving jobs with no notification to picking up shifts.
He wanted that bread. He wanted to pay me back, too. He
like, okay.
How much I owe you again? I told him. You know.
He just hit a jump out of nowhere?
Huh?
He just hit another level in his life, another level of maturity?
I see what you're doing, man. Get that money. So yeah, man. So I'm just now, I could just be on the road now.
You got cats?
I got cats. The cats are the thing now.
Where you at this week, Denver?
Yeah, Denver this weekend. I got to do a show in Phoenix tomorrow and then Denver this weekend. Yeah, man. What's new on the news tip, man? What's going on in these streets?
Well, this week, Bill Maher and James Corden got into it. So Bill Maher had a segment that he does, what's it called? New Rules. Mm-hmm. You know that segment, New Rules?
I don't watch the show, but I believe you.
And he said, when he's talking about universal health care, that America can't afford it because Americans are too fat, and so we should fat shame people.
Mm.
So he's encouraging fat shaming.
Yeah.
And James Corden come out and said that if fat shaming worked, there would be no fat kids. So where do you stand on this?
James Corden has a good point in saying that the shame doesn't really work because fat shaming has been around for mad long. So it doesn't really work. It can work for some, but overall it's not really, that effective. What's really gonna change things is the way food is manufactured, prepared, and put out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to just be more healthier options all across everything. That's the only way you can make a real change to it. But I don't think fat should be like, oh, it's okay and this and that, because it's not. Like, it really is a health issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you carry around that extra weight, you got a poor diet, no exercise, that is affecting your health. So it needs to be like spotlighted. Just how smoking cigarettes is like frowned upon. These are the health risks. You gotta do that with weight. Like people be like, embrace. No, make some changes.
Glad you said that because no one bats an eye when you shit on people who smoke cigarettes.
Right.
No one cares. And it's a health issue. For some odd reason, when you bring up weight, now it's a big deal. It's the same thing.
But the only difference is individual. Like if I'm smoking in front of you, I'm putting
people.
You
yeah,
at risk.
Yeah, that's factual.
That's the only difference. But the health risk is
it's
just as potent. The proof is in the pudding. They're showing you, this causes this. And people are still making excuses, still
And like, I'm
lazy.
Like, what is fat shaming? What is... Because I've like bullying, that's a different thing. Like, I don't even know what, when people say fat shaming, I'm like, if you say this is unhealthy, that's shaming. If you're saying get your life together, that's shame. That's not shaming. That's just.
If you're saying you're lazy, is that shaming?
And you are lazy? Yeah. There's a difference between like you laying into somebody, just ripping them, treating them badly, whatever, whatever. But like, just being honest, like, stop being lazy, get it together. That's shaming, really.
So where do you draw the line in being honest and shaming?
I mean, it's choices, though. Like, at the end of the day, like, even with Tony saying having healthier options or whatever, we got healthier options now. People don't take them.
Mm-hmm.
People don't take the options. And as far as kids, that's on the parents.
It's because the filth is cheaper.
The
filth is mad cheap.
I don't eat out. So I cook at home, and I'm finding the fruits and vegetables don't cost that.
Oh, no. When you buy it fresh, I'm talking about when you on the go.
Yeah.
And you want to eat healthy, it's going to be
That's more. Harder. But at home.
Oh, yeah, at home. You good
And where
go.
Kids should be eating is at home. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here. But I know, because we're in California. Everybody, we're in Los Angeles, California. So we have lots of agriculture. It's a big business.
Right.
But I went to Tony's family. I said, I'm cook everyone dinner. Uh-huh. And then I went to the grocery store and stuff here that's like, a pepper maybe be 50 cents to a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Over there, it's twice that.
Oh, really?
Because it's in the far northeast. Uh-huh. And if you're talking about the winter, now you have to transport all this stuff.
Right.
So I wonder if
But aren't they transporting everything? Meat and all that stuff too?
Well, the meat, you can freeze the meat, but the produce, you kind of have a,
shelf life.
Yeah. And, you know, people are bigger in the middle of the country. Like, you
they
know,
gotta stay
elsewhere.
Warm.
They
need the extra layers.
And for me, like being somebody that was like mad fat, you know, I've been there. You know what I'm saying? Like roasted for being fat, you know, they go straight to the weight. Shut your fat ass up is always the go-to. You know what I'm saying? Luckily, I was verbal as well, so like, it was just a shootout. But like, I was definitely like, you know, fat shamed. And I remember they wrote a whole rhyme based on my weight. You know what I'm saying? A whole verse was just like, I was like, y'all wrote this for me to rap about myself? This is horrible. You know what I'm saying? And so I've been there on the other side. But when I look back, like the only reason I was fat, it was because of me. Like the choices I was making, the stuff I was eating. You know, I'm eating pizza. I'm eating Italian sausage. I'm eating like, I'm in Chicago just eating whatever. You know, yogurt, cakes, pizza, two sandwiches, mayonnaise on there, cheese, government cheese, grilled cheese. And so, you know. And it's not like, oh, I was born this way, you know. Like my family, you know, especially on my mom's side, they're bigger. They're tall. They're bigger. So if you eat the wrong things, guess what, you know. But we're naturally, like, big. And so, but once I made the adjustment in my diet, once I started really, like, honing in on, you know, calorie counting, looking at the sugars per serving, and then the weight just was like, we out. Like, and so it was only me to blame. It's not like, it was me.
That's why I have a ton of friends who used to be fat and ain't fat. Tony being one of them, all these people. Because people be like, you can't talk because you don't know what we're talking about. That's fine. That's fair. I don't know your world. Fine. But I know way too many people who have done it and they all have the same thing. It was on me. So I don't want to hear your bullshit excuses. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear your shit when everybody mean? I know who's done it, 100%, it's on me.
Right.
So I don't want
to
hear it.
Now, I do have to speak up for some people because they do know now that there are some genes that make people hungrier than others.
Oh, there's a hungry gene?
There's a hungry gene. Some people...
I definitely have that.
I think I have a hungry gene.
But that's why food journaling...
But I still make choices, though.
You make choices.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
You got to say that, okay, I've had 2,000 calories today, 2,500 right. calories. I may be hungry, but that's...
Yeah.
That's just my genetics.
There's always a way around it, even with the hungry gene, which I think I probably have.
And Tony,
well.
No, I, out of our group, I'm always eating. Like,
he's
I'm
always
the hungriest
hungry.
Person ever. I'm always eating.
Did you get your 23andMe done? Your genetic makeup?
No.
But because they can tell you now.
Oh, but I just figured I've been like that since I was a child. Mm-hmm. Like when I was his age, there was no Happy Meals. When we went to McDonald's, I got a Big Mac meal. Like, and I would finish my brother's nuggets, and like I just eat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but. Now that I'm older, I don't eat like that anymore. Even I'd be hungry. Like, it'd be nights I'm starving on late night. I'd be like, no, I'm just going to drink this water and go to bed. That's a decision
That's
I made.
Choice. Mm-hmm.
That is a choice that I made. I could easily go in there and cook up a full meal, and I don't. There's times.
They clown me in the group chat like, Tony, don't eat, but I'm always hungry. Like, when they say I don't eat, it's because I'm making the choice not to. You know, I'm always hungry. I'm full like in the moment. Like, oh, God, I'll never eat again. 2 hours later, I can eat again, you know.
So and
I
the thing is, like,
I stay hungry.
You can eat all the time. Just what are you eating? Like, instead of when you have that little snack, you can have some carrots and hummus versus, you know, pizza or hot. Like, you can snack and still have the snack be you don't have to filth it out every time. Like, and you should have cheat day. That's why they have cheat meals, cheat day. Like, people just have no self-control and they're lazy. And that's just the
bottom
line. I don't
like baby in the fat community.
Yeah, it's just what it is.
Well, so baby, and then there's understanding how they got into it because...
They know how they got into it.
But also, over the past, like, 30 years, I think, that people got heavier, then you see that people also stopped learning how to cook. Like, they dropped home ec. So a lot of people don't know how to cook. They don't know how to prepare themselves any food.
Yeah.
Not everybody. Some people have good parents taught them how to cook.
Right.
But it's not as common that you'll have a woman in the home, stay-at-home mom, preparing you all your meals anymore.
Right.
a lot of time you have to get the fast food. I'm playing devil's advocate here.
None of the excuses stick, though. None of that. No. Like, all right, you're an adult.
Especially when I talk to people, they be like, I just don't want to.
Yeah,
I'm lazy.
That's what it all boils down to. Yeah. You're lazy.
And food is delicious. I know that. And I hate, I tell people all the time, like, people are like, but you a gym guy. I hate the gym. Mm-hmm. I hate going. I don't want to go. I don't want to work out. And I wish I could eat filth all the time. I just can't. I go to the gym because I have to. I eat right because I have to. I don't want to do this stuff. But I don't want the health risk. And I want to look good. But as far as the, I don't want to hear it.
No
I don't
excuses.
Hear any of it.
But people have to eat every day. It's not like cigarettes where you don't have to smoke any cigarettes.
Oh,
you can go cold turkey.
Eat every day.
I eat six times a day.
You eat six times a day. Do you do heavy cardio at the gym?
No, I don't really do cardio. I hate cardio. But I just make, because I don't like cardio, I make decisions to eat certain things at certain times. Like, I don't have, like, if I have breakfast, my snack will be something light. And then I'll have lunch, and then a light snack, and then dinner. And on a late night, if I do get hungry, it's going to be some fruits or vegetables or water, you know, just to fill myself up. Because a lot of times, you don't really be that hungry. You can just drink some water, you'll be fine.
That's what they told me, like, when I was about to go on that little weight loss journey, they was like, a lot of times, your body is telling you you're thirsty, but you confuse it with hunger. Mm-hmm. And then you go, they say, drink water and then wait 15 minutes and then see how you feel. I was like, oh, okay.
Even when people shovel their food down and then you're like, I can still eat. Finish your water and see how hungry you still are. And a lot of times, you're not really hungry.
I was telling Cam before, because I hang out with a lot of old people as well. Mm-hmm. I hang out with a lot of children, a lot of old people. And this lady that I skate with, she's 77 now. Mm-hmm. But she was saying that when she was younger, like, so this had, I don't even know what year this is, like 1950 or something, 1940, that it was more common for parents to control their kids' weight and say things.
Yeah.
So she wasn't as naturally slim as her sister, so her mother would say things to her like, oh, we don't like potatoes, do we? We only like vegetables. We only like these things.
We.
Yeah.
A little mind control tactic.
Yeah, to say like, okay, so you are, you know, predisposed to being a little stockier.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have the slim body. So
everybody had like Keon. He's probably naturally doesn't need all the heavy workouts. And people need to crank it up, you know, a bit more. You got to tweak it depending on your genetics. But ain't no excuses.
Yeah, like there's definitely not one way to do anything. Mm-hmm. I've never been that person. Everybody's body's different, everybody. But there's a way for you.
Absolutely.
Do your thing.
People be tapping out just laying in the pizza.
And then a lot of it, because we be arguing about this in our chat. A lot of it is pretty general as far as like, hey, less sugar, less salt. Like, that's a thing that everybody can do. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like, that's not some crazy, like, what's the secret? Stop having that donut. Like, stop, you know, like, stop. What's the, somebody has a, like, a movement. It's like, stop doing fat shit. I think it's Rito. Stop doing fat shit, because Rito lost a bunch of weight.
Look,
and he's like, how'd you do it? And he was like, I stopped doing fat shit. And he lost weight.
It makes a difference. And when you look at the nutrition facts of what you buy, it makes a huge difference. Because you see how much sugars and stuff. Like when I used to eat yogurt like crazy. Like the Yoplait yogurt, that was mine.
That sugar,
they'd be like 10 for a dollar, give me 20. And I looked at the sugar, it was like 30-something per thing. 30-something grams per thing. And
that's
God. Because I started looking at 10 and under. Mm-hmm. And so, like, when I eat the Honey Bunches of Oats, the sugar's like 7. And so, it was like, once I made that, I was like, oh. And now that's just how
I people don't respect the harm of sugar. Everybody talks about salt. When sugar is
Sugar
out here destroying lives.
As a sugar addict, I'm going to say, me and my friend Fabi, we quit sugar. We did a 21-day detox. Uh-huh. Neither of us lost any weight.
Wow.
Because we just replaced, because I said, food journal. So the calories got replaced with something else.
What'd you replace them with?
It would probably be like a half a sandwich instead of me having a bowl of ice cream, I would have like half a sandwich. But if you look at the calories, I'm like, okay, I need to consume this many calories a day depending on how much I work out.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I'm consuming basically the same amount of calories. Mm. So I'm just replacing it with this or that. Now people tell me my skin cleared up. I have got compliments at the rink that I was looking better. But, and then at the end of the day, I was like, we thought we were going to be like supermodels.
Shredded
we're
going to
like superheroes, just walking with abs. I'm like, neither of us.
Everything, it's like, but like you said, your skin or sometimes your hair or something, like what you eat affects everything.
Yeah.
Like people always like, you wear makeup? No, I don't. I just don't eat. I notice when I'll go when I have like a you know, a holiday's coming up, 4th of July, and you know you're about to hit, when I do 2 or 3 days of bullshit, my face starts breaking out. My like things change. And then when you start eating better, you see the clear up. You see it's just benefits to the healthy eating, and I'm tired of people's excuses.
Oh, it's excuse central. I'll just be looking right past it.
Yeah.
I will say that the pastries seem to be the worst thing. The worst thing seems to be the flour butter combination. So like a bar of dark chocolate is not as bad as a donut.
Oh, yeah, you got the butter, the oil, because they fry the donut, first of all.
Don't
so you got the bread, the sugary bread, the butter, they fry it in the fat.
Yes.
And then it's so glorious. Yeah. And what's crazy is that, you know, I've been traveling all over this year and, like, just throughout. And people be slim overseas. But they be eating, you know, it be a lot of pastries, a lot of crepes with this and that in it, and people are still naturally slim because they're more active.
Mm-hmm.
They're riding bikes, they're walking. And so they just, you know, eating some filth, but it was just like, we're just in the car, give us the food, we eating in the car, fat.
And watching shows on Netflix.
Fat. We get home.
I don't know how, and I'm tired of that too. You don't notice. I didn't notice how, I noticed. When I my body change, I notice.
Yeah.
What happens is you notice and you're like, it's not that bad. Mm-hmm. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. And then you look up, you 30 pounds heavy.
Oh.
You should have nipped that a long time ago. You saw it happening. You saw it happening. And you were like,
When I found out I was 272, I told my wife, I was like, why'd you get me out here like this? How could you? And then, you know, I slimmed it down to 217.
How often do you weigh yourselves?
I never do.
It depends on, like, I haven't weighed myself in a couple months now. Last time I weighed myself, I was like 220.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a couple months ago. And I'll probably weigh myself again soon. But
I only weigh myself if I notice a change. So, like, when I was on the ships, I was like, I think I'm gaining weight. And I weighed myself, and I had put on, like, 5 pounds. And I was like, all right. And then I'll work out tough, weigh myself again just to see if I got back to where I'm supposed to be at. Like, right now, I feel like, I'm gonna go home and do Insanity. I'm gonna get back on that program and shut it down because I'm like, I don't. This ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't what I'm supposed to be.
The high intensity.
Yeah,
that works really.
Oh,
well.
Insanity is an 8-week program. I did it for 3 weeks and quit because we had both lost too much weight.
Mm-hmm.
Like it works.
You and your wife.
Yeah,
we did it together.
We did it for 3 weeks. I went from 190. People don't know. So in college, I was like the same weight the whole time, whatever. After college, I was like, I'm going to see how big I can get because I've never been big before.
Mm-hmm.
So I got up to 200 pounds. I was just buff for no reason. And then I was like, I got to lose the weight. So we went from, I was at 195 and I went down to 173 in 3 weeks from doing Insanity just from the workout. And then we stopped because we both was looking at each other. And we was like, we look like AIDS. Like, we was losing weight. If I'd have kept going, I'd have been like 160. And I don't need that. Like, that's.
I can't imagine being there. Like, if I was 170, people were like, Tony's dying.
Yeah.
He's on his deathbed.
How tall are you?
6'2".
Okay.
At 160, last time I was 160 my senior year in high school.
I was probably in first grade at 160. I don't know. I don't recall seeing that on scale in my life.
I don't want that. I would never. Ideally, I want to be like 177, 175.
I think my ideal, like, I want to be at like exactly 200. I'd like to get down to that and then call it a day.
200, yeah, well, of muscle, mostly muscle. Because it's a body fat percentage that really gets you in trouble.
Well, yeah, because a lot of football players, like, they're like 6'2", and they'll be like 210.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, they're like 210 would be a good weight.
Yeah.
If you was like in shape 210,
right,
you look phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tony V, I think his max was, he's a 5'10", 205, and then it's mostly muscle.
Yeah.
And then his doctor called him fat, and I was going to go and say something to the doctor, because he's like, you don't know anything we're talking about. His BMI is a, you know, it's a flawed measurement, but he's like, no, it's fine. All my other tests came up normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so BMI, that's not what you want to look at. You want to look at your body fat percentage.
Because
that'll tell you.
210, though. Like, if I was, I'm an inch or two taller than him. And at 210, that would be me putting on like another
20 pounds.
Like 20 pounds, yeah.
20 pounds, yeah. Well, he, yeah, I mean, he has to lift all this equipment, you know. Yeah,
sometimes yeah. Tony's strong, man.
Yeah.
But he's a strong dude.
Sometimes he has to go to the top of a mountain with all this equipment yeah. on his back and then set it up. So he needs to have extra.
Tony's solid out.
He's like, I need this, Doc. Straps the whole doctor's office on his back. I'm out right. of here.
Mm-hmm.
I, yeah, I weigh in every day, every morning, because you got to catch it at the, when you catch 1 pound.
Yeah.
That's when you really, because if you start getting to 5 pounds, you got to think it takes like a week to lose 2 pounds if you're really.
You get comfortable when you take your eye off the ball. Yeah. Like when you, yeah, I'm this. You base it on the last weight. And then you get cocky. You get comfortable. You start, you know. And then when you go back to the scale, oh, shit, I've yeah. been out here bullshit.
But if you have that mentality to go get it, though, mm-hmm. you can knock it out. Like I did when I gained the weight on the cruise, I had gained it. And I was going home in 4 days. And I was like, I'm about to go in. And I lost that 5. And I lost 6, actually, in the 4 days. But I was going to the gym 2-3 times a day. I was eating nothing but, like, right. And I was doing work mm-hmm. to get it off. Because I was mm-hmm. like, I got to get it. And I knocked it out. So I was like, it's doable. But I wanted to do it. It sucked. But so I wanted to do it.
Do you think, back to the fat shaming, do you think fat shaming someone will make them less likely to be self-motivated to lose weight and more stubborn? And
I don't think I have anything. I'm going to be honest. It's I don't think fat shaming... I don't think anything works other than them making decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, make the damn decision to do it. Like, and I'm tired of people lying, like Tony said. Every fat person I know, ain't nobody said, I enjoy this. I'm tired of people acting like, this is fine. Like, you're not, everybody loses weight and be like, oh, I feel so much better. Mm-hmm. Stop lying, being like, no, I like being fat. No, you don't. No,
well,
you don't.
Well, there's that big model that's making all that money.
So?
No.
They don't
I guarantee you.
Monique fat shamed for years. And then lost that weight. She was like, I'm out. I'm
proud
here.
To be being slim.
Yeah,
down.
And slimmed right
everybody
now.
Wants
everybody
to be
does
slimmer.
It.
Everybody wants
make
to be
slimmer.
Make
a nigga lie in front. Yeah. You know, yeah, you're getting paid. That's great. But I guarantee you, if they had a choice to look a certain way and still get that money, they'd be like, let me slim it on down.
You feel better. You know just what I mean? Feel better. It's like, no, who the hell wants to breathe like that and walk like that all the time? Mm-hmm. Like, come on. And they be trying to, that's what like what he said. I don't like the coddling. Of the fat community. Like, well, that's just how something. Well, no, that's not good. And you don't like it. Stop lying saying you like it. I would respect you more if you'd be like, I hate this shit, but I'm lazy. Or I hate this, but I love food.
I'm inconsistent.
Fine.
I do it, and then I fall off. I get lazy again.
But stop acting like, no, I'm good sweating for no reason. Like, no, you're not. Stop.
Nope.
Stop.
So when you guys are talking about how you're talking about, like, I would say for women. So how big is too big to date? Like, when is it curvy and when is it your fat?
Well, that's, you know, that's individual dudes. Yeah, they like
that's, you know, yeah, every it. Guy has their
and every girl carries
some
the
guys
different.
Like them bone skinny, you know, some guys like them, you know, a little meatier, you know,
and
just
a
depends.
Girl at 5'10 180 but an athlete versus another girl at one, it's a different, it's a whole, you know, it depends on your body type and what you do, your height. And that's why I'd be telling people, stop checking your weight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are always like, I want to be this weight. I'm like, why don't you pick a size that you like?
I go for
shape.
The visual.
Yeah.
No, more than the number.
Pick out a person that you want to look like and just do that. Like, don't worry about the weight, because the weight's stupid. Everybody's going to carry that weight. I know people with the exact same weight who carry it mm-hmm. completely different. She looks phenomenal. She looks like, ah. And it's like they're the same size, same weight. It's just you carry it different.
It's mm-hmm. so like a Rihanna Fenty model. That's acceptable.
Want, do that.
Yeah.
Like, pick out what you know what I mean? Like, I do it.
What's a Fenty model?
You know Rihanna's line where she has a lingerie line?
I don't know what the models
and she
look
uses.
Like.
Are
you talking about Rihanna's looks or the models?
The models she uses.
I don't know what she be using.
Oh, she's skinny or something?
Well, Rihanna herself, I mean, she's not skinny.
Rihanna fluctuates.
Yeah, because she did blow up for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Did she? She didn't get too big.
Not too big,
people,
but it was
people
like,
was on her, though. You noticed it.
But it looked good on her.
Yeah, I thought it looked good on her. So.
Let's see what we got going here, you know what I'm saying? Cue it up.
I don't know why this won't get big for me anymore. So that's from her latest fashion show.
Well, this is an assortment of sizes?
Yeah, she uses
saying?
All different
oh,
sizes.
Okay.
Oh,
not
yeah.
like Victoria's
cool. yeah, yeah.
Secret where they have
I respect
one
that.
Size.
Ooh, is
that a pretty
because you gotta cater to the different sizes out here. So I respect that everybody's not bone thin
yeah.
walking down the runway.
Which ain't my usual. Shit, but some people like it.
Yeah.
But I'd be like,
ugh. Well, I used to know a girl that modeled for Victoria's Secret, and she couldn't have water the day before. she couldn't, she would just be like, if she was starving, she's like, just eat these few seeds. Like, seriously, she's like eating seeds and she's already like this big. And I'm just like,
that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm like, you're eating seeds all day before the shoot? Like, that's not.
And how come
food?
That's not wrong? We be roasting the hell out of bony chicks. Nobody cares.
I think it's different culture because
nobody, skinny chicks be getting lit up.
Like in the black community,
skinny, they be getting lit up and don't nobody care.
But being shame, body shame.
Absolutely, because it is, to me, it's gross. But nobody cares.
Yeah. Well, in the white community, that's what they wanted up until a time.
Yeah. What they want now.
Well, you know, when they started seeing the J-Lo's and the Kim K's, and they was like, oh, this is actually not that bad. We want a little booty.
Switch
now.
Up.
And, so now they still be on their hype, though, because I notice when I hang out with white dudes, they be like, she's so hot. And I be like, anybody who, if my booty is bigger than yours, this ain't going to work. This is not going to work. I don't know.
Flats.
I don't know. Hell no.
Cameron thinks that's hilarious. People can't see it. Cameron's dying.
I'm like, nah, man. I want adult, you know, cheeks. I'm just, no, I don't want that.
We got to let people start having it, though, about this weight situation. And, like, you know, get on it. I'm rough, though. I'm abrasive when it comes to making excuses and not following through and not being consistent. People always got the excuses. I'll be like, nah, I ain't trying to hear it. People are like, you're just too rough, Tony. You make people not want to. Well, then you're soft.
Yeah. And I like when the FFs, the former fatties, I like when they do it. Like Lulu rough. She be laying into people.
Because I've been there, man. Exactly. I don't want to hear no excuses. I've been there.
Maybe
I was eating
it was
in these
easy
streets.
For you to know.
Nah, ain't no easy for me. It's hard. Like when they tell me I don't eat, they have no idea.
Because my thing is, you should be eating, though. Not eating is not the answer. You should just be eating good stuff in between.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I do not starve myself. If you hang out with me all day, I'll be eating all the time. Like, I eat. But they be like, Tony, don't be eating. Yes.
Tony broke it. He told us that what he ate one day. We was like, that ain't shit.
But they always catch me before I finish the full day.
How's it always at that time, though?
I don't be like, at noon, I had 8 turkey legs.
Tony be like, I had some cereal for breakfast.
What am I supposed to have for
that's
breakfast?
Fine. He was like, then I went all day. I did the podcast. I ran a marathon real quick. And then I sucked the barbecue sauce off Sabrina's finger. That's all I had for lunch. And then I ran around. You know, I lifted the city real quick. I got the Infinity Stone.
They don't respect my smoothies.
And then he be like,
they don't respect
because that's not a meal.
Food. It is.
It's not a meal.
It's not food.
How is it not food if I shove it full of kale, spinach, all that, 2 bananas, blueberries, protein powder, dates, oatmeal. How is this not food?
It's just something about the texture. Like, a drink.
How is it not food?
It's not filling.
It's literally oatmeal,
it
fruits,
may be.
Vegetables.
But it's
how
a
is that not
it
a
doesn't,
meal?
It doesn't, I could never eat smoothie.
But that's mental,
do anything.
Though. That's mental. It's still food.
I think I'm one of those people who has the hungry.
You got to have a hot meal. That's all you're saying.
I need a
that's
hot meal.
That's the only difference.
Yeah.
I'm still eating what you eating.
I need a hot meal with carbs and a protein.
I got
and then
all
I'm
that
satisfied.
In there. It's all in the smoothie.
I don't know.
That's why I'm like, y'all just dumb. Because it's like, you just want to see the hot meal prepared in the bowl. I just ate everything you just ate.
But how much are you fitting in that little? That's
oh,
not
I'll
enough.
Be shoving it in there. Like, they give you a certain level you're supposed to do with the NutriBullet. I go past that.
How big is a NutriBullet?
Like, probably like my cup is like that, maybe. It's not no little cup.
Maybe because it's already half digested, it passes through your system faster. I don't know. If anyone's an expert
and
on
liquids,
that.
Liquids definitely pass through your system. If you eat nothing but smoothie and stuff, you go in the bathroom and then I'm hungry again.
Yeah.
So I'm still getting the food that y'all getting.
All right. This is the last thing I'm going to say on this. But to play devil's advocate, what about people who rightfully claim that they are addicted to sugar? Like, it's an addiction.
They
like,
might be sugar stirrable.
I believe it.
They might be.
I believe it. Yeah, addiction is real. Food addiction. Addiction is real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I totally get that. But it still ain't no excuse.
It's still a choice.
You can't lay in it. You got to fight your addiction.
Yeah.
You got to go to rehab.
Is there food rehab?
I'm sure there is.
Probably. But there's a lot of things. I mean, we all got stuff we want to do. You might not be quote-unquote
stuff
unquote,
can
addicted,
be beat.
But, yeah. But I've seen people come back from crack. You don't have to eat that damn donut. I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear no excuses.
I've seen people come back from crack. You can put that donut away.
All right, so we're going to file this under Bill Maher has a point.
He definitely got a point.
And yeah, and he has a point on the health care. The reason Corden why
has a point too, though.
He does. The healthcare is so high because Americans, I need a wheelchair. Let me lose some weight so I can get some good healthcare. Y'all that's messing true. It up for everybody. Y'all would rather live on pills and eat what you want than just live better. Yep. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You want to be pilled up for the rest of your life because you refuse to just make better choices? That's stupid.
Man.
That's right? True.
What else is going on?
Well, I don't know if both of you saw Dave Chappelle's latest stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
Did that go a step too far?
You're right.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, you know. What went too far? Like, what's the complaint?
Kendrick. Well, he said some things about, at the end, he sums it up from LGBT, the LGBT, especially the T's, and he made this joke about the T's are in the back of the car.
Right.
That bit was hilarious.
He did the whole, for me, that was, of course, I'm not in that community, so I can't be like, that's not offensive, because I'm not. But, you know, what raised my eyes was like, yo, he really took it there, was the the Michael Jackson molestation jokes. That was like, I was like, Jesus, you know. But other than that, you know, I don't, what was the most offensive part of the LGBT joke to people? Like, what are they really fired up about?
That's the thing. I don't think
I didn't feel like anything was like really mean spirited in terms of. And again, I'm not in the community, so who am I to say? You know, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, people coming in saying, "Well, blacks shouldn't be offended about it." Hey, get your ass out of here! So I don't want to be that guy, but
from what I've seen, it's just a bunch of bloggers trying to get their clout up, so they know if they talk about Dave, that like they're not even gay. They just
right.
You just, because the masses love the special.
Yeah.
And it's a few people, I think they just trying to like, I'm going to speak up for the.
Yeah, because the critical reviews have been lower. They're lower for
they're
the
very low.
Special. I'm just like, what? Like, even for me, like when I watched the special, I was like, yo, it was a great listen. I didn't laugh a lot, but I was like.
I was laughing.
I laughed a couple times when he said something about Louis C.K. nutting on his belly button.
But I mean, I'm
he said he was on his stomach like melted butter on the pancake. I just visualized that. That was funny.
But I was laughing the whole time. But I like that stuff. And I liked, and yes. What? Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
Kendrick, he's bringing the hot topics. The daddy.
What did you think about it, Kendrick? Huh? What'd you think?
Was you offended?
No. Did you like it?
What if he started speaking perfect? Like, I just felt the special. Whoa, hold on.
In my personal expert opinion. My favorite joke was, even though it wasn't the funniest, but when he talked about why he was able to say faggot all over.
Oh, yeah, that was a great
point. I mean,
why
he couldn't say, he's like, but I'm able to say nigga all the time. And it's like, well, Dave, you know, you're not gay. He's like, well, I ain't a nigger either.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know what she said to that.
That was a great point. I wanted to hear the rebuttal.
Yeah, I wanted to know
that
what
was a great
had.
Point.
Why are we allowed to say that all the time? I can't say that. Why?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. That's a real good. He made that point, and I was like.
That was the best. I was like, yo.
He made a lot of great and interesting points in that special. I was like,
Like that joke, I didn't laugh at that joke, but I was like, yo.
That's how I felt the majority of the special. I wasn't laughing a ton, but I was enjoying and like, okay.
Yeah, see, I was cracking up. That Macaulay Culkin joke had me dying.
Well, obviously, Macaulay's famous, so you're not going to, you know, you can't molest someone that famous.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
Because he's high profile. He was like, nah, I got to get these unknown. You know,
that's true.
Yeah, I honestly don't think that many people are offended about Dave. Mm-hmm. I think it's a few. It's a minority speaking, trying to make it like a majority, and they're still mad about the last special. And he doubled down, mm-hmm. and that's what they don't like. Like, you won't break. I think that's what they're upset about. Mm-hmm. Like he already went in on y'all the first time, and it was like, you know what, I'm gonna do it again. And what are you gonna do about it?
And at least with Dave, it's like. It's edgy humor, but it is funny, well thought out, and you clearly know.
And he doesn't seem like he's
coming
from
a
place of malice.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not just him saying stuff for shock value. It's definitely.
Yeah.
It feels more organically grown in comedy jokes and all of that. You know, some people just out here saying stuff It's not even funny.
Yeah, like a dude who just got in trouble for SNL. I saw the stuff he said. There's nothing
funny.
It wasn't in joke form. If you were just spewing out racism.
That was casual racism,
yeah.
Yeah.
That
was super casual.
Because I'm all for pushing the line, and, you know, I do it, whatever. Yeah. But I was like, there's no joke here. You feel this way. That's just your thoughts.
Yeah.
You know?
That was the difference.
Well, on that front, what he said was not funny. What he said about Chinese people and using the C word, that sounded like the N word to me. He might as well have said the N word right there because of the way he said it.
Yeah. Casual.
Yeah. Like, that's something you think you can say off, and then you just forgot that there was a mic in front of you.
Right. That was just him being himself in the moment.
Yeah.
Boom.
There was no joke behind it. Right. There wasn't even an attempt at a joke. He was like, this is just my racist thoughts. And
Rob Schneider defended him this morning.
Did he?
Yeah. He defended him and said that he came at the wrong time in a cancel culture time. Mm. So he defended him on Twitter. And I was going to ask, do you think he can ever be forgiven, even though that was that heinous? Do you think this person can ever be forgiven?
He's a white male in America. He'll be fine. But
his following blew up after that.
He'll be fine.
You bring out the people that is like-minded, oh, they coming. Yeah. Like, yes, we've been waiting for somebody to talk. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's an audience for that bullshit. Right. But,
okay, go.
Well, he also comes from a small town in Pennsylvania. Do you think that maybe moving to the city, he might realize what he had done was wrong?
I'm sure. Like, if you go to New York, you know, I'm sure. But coming from Pennsylvania, it was just, ugh.
It was unfortunate. What he said, the clip was every way around. Like, I forget who said it on Twitter, but they said, you don't have to say everything that's on your mind, and you certainly don't have to film it.
Right.
Like, sometimes you work things out at open mics.
Right.
You don't put it there for everyone to see forever.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And they were talking about, like, you know, they were saying, like, you know, they had to go dig this up. They were like, no, you didn't have to dig it up. It was right there. He has a track record of saying stuff like this. So it was just like, well, you know, lesson learned, I hope.
I hope he does move to the city like he did and get to know people, especially Chinese people.
Right.
And say, oh, these people are cool. These people are just like everybody else.
Yeah.
And Chinatown is the best place to get food sometimes.
Yeah,
especially
and you gotta look at where these words stem from and you know how they make people feel and stuff like that. The origins of it and like, you know, you can't just be slinging it around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And to be fair, he probably wasn't taught in school about the history of Chinese Americans. It's very much glossed over.
I know he wasn't.
A lot of people weren't. Because I had to look up why Oriental was offensive. I was like, why is that? I guess it turns out it's not, but it's like not the proper term. But it's like, because I was like, why? What's the problem with it? And it was just kind of like, there wasn't really like an explanation. It was just kind of like, it's one of those things that's like, it's not bad, but it is, but kind
of. What's
the
definition
of
Orient?
The Orient is they used to call it the region of the world, so that you would travel to the Orient. I think it's back when people were on ships, too, and they were sailing to the Orient.
It's more like it's old. It's not really so much offensive.
It's dated.
But it's like,
we just don't
do that anymore. Just like I don't hear people call, like if you're from Iran, or they don't call you Persian anymore.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's not bad, but it's just like,
right?
Who's doing that?
Old school.
Says an old-fashioned name for Asia, and I guess because there are a lot of countries in Asia.
Yeah, right. So it's just like pretty. It was really general, and people kind of like, nah, separate us. You know, it's not like it's not bad. It's just like,
We off that.
Yeah,
yeah, we moved on.
So
I remember the days we were like Oriental.
Well, that was a whole flavor of ramen. Oriental was a flavor.
Oriental, because when my oldest brother, his first wife was Filipino. I remember he came home and she's like, yeah, I'm dating a girl. She's Oriental, you know. And it was just, oh, okay. And we knew, you know, to some
but
degree.
But she's Filipino.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then I learned about, what are the Philippines? And then, you know, you start learning about different areas through that.
And that's amazing to me because I grew up in the Bay. I've always known what Filipinos are.
Yeah, for me.
So, I was just like, yeah, Filipino.
Not in old segregated Chicago, man. I lived in a black neighborhood. Everybody was black. So it was like, oh, Oriental. You know what I'm saying? And so, but that I had the blessings of just, you know, family. It forces you to, oh, let me find out something new. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So I was blessed with that.
Well, Shane Gillis is his name. I hope he's learned more by sure. now.
Lesson learned.
But I think Rob defended him like, yeah, it is cancel culture or whatever, but I think comics are just so fed up with the PC culture. They're like, well, just say anything.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I mean, I do agree with freedom of speech, but like.
That's got to be funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's my thing. Say whatever you want. Just, it better be funny. And what he said wasn't making any jokes.
No, it was just
regular. Could say, I've heard super racist stuff. I've heard super sexist, gay bashing, stuff against black people. But if it's funny, I'm laughing. I am laughing if it's funny. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't, there was just nothing into it. I've laughed at some terrible stuff. But well, I'm like, it's funny.
Usually if they're making a super racist joke and it's funny, it's because they're making fun of racism itself.
Right.
So they're sort of like, South Park does it a lot. Mm-hmm. They have that guy that runs the Chinese takeout place.
The Shady Rock. Ah, Rick, are you? That's my favorite character.
I'm lost.
You don't know the South Park episode?
Hey, Asian characters be so funny, dog. He's like, what are you doing, Chinese baker, over here in your red chair, please? It's so funny.
The only thing of South Park I got is the movie. That's the only thing I watch.
Okay, so all their Asian characters, they do like how they did King Chai. Oh, I'm so runny. Like, they do all their Asian characters like that. It's so stupid.
South Park been on forever. I was thinking about them on the drive over here. I was like, they've been on for a long time.
Since forever.
Not as long as The Simpsons, but
being
man.
Super offensive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Super offensive, and nobody cares.
Because they're making fun of the ignorance.
They're making fun of the ignorance. That's why they can win. You know what I mean? But like I said, well thought out.
Yeah, the levels they be having.
Throwing out the, mm-hmm. hey, this is who he is.
Yeah.
And then, boom, you lost your job with this and that.
Every episode of South Park has layers to it. Mm-hmm. Like they're not just covering one topic. They're talking about a topic within a topic within it. Like, they be going, it's dope. It's a really smart show. And it's super funny.
Yeah, they've had some great, great episodes.
I want to be on a cartoon for mad long doing voice.
Like, even when they made fun of black people, South Park was making fun of, like, that Madea's not funny. It's just that only black people like it. So, like, they had the Tyler Perry character. He was like, hello! And only Token was laughing. He was like, what? It's funny to me. I was dying.
That's funny.
I was dying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the fact they call
him
Token.
People think they can't touch on race just because you're not of there. No, make it funny and well thought out.
The one black kid on the show's name is Token. That's hilarious.
That's funny.
And his parents are the richest ones there.
Oh.
Yeah.
See? Token's parents are both doctors.
That's a layer. That's another dope layer to the joke. And see?
But they be having stuff in there, so they always, you know, talk about them school shooting episode. That whole season was amazing. Like, they're good at it.
Yeah. So it's got to be funny.
Yeah, it's just got to be funny. It's just got to be funny. That's it.
And sometimes, you know, some comedians just go for the shock value just to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this because it's edgy. And it's just...
It's not funny.
They may not be. I may not feel that they're actually racist, but you're just doing it just to get the shock value. It's no longer funny.
It's not funny. The rule of comedy, and Damon Wayans told me, because that's why I was surprised at when you said two of your favorite comics, Sinbad and Damon, they both make good points.
No, but it's not like I'm sitting there not laughing.
Yeah. So your point was like, be funny first.
Right.
Because your thing kind of read like.
Specials now, it's like.
Yeah, they're TED Talks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're TED Talks. They're not funny. But your thing read, even though I know what you meant, your thing kind of read like, I don't want points. I just want funny.
No, no, no. It was just like, I don't want to be sitting there and not laughing. Like, George Carlin is one of my favorite comedians. Great Point City, and I would laugh too.
Yeah.
You know, because his voice was funny, his inflections, all of that. So it was like that.
See, that's what I like. I like to, damn, that was deep or smart, but I'm also dying. The goal, and Damon told me that when we were on the road, he was like, the goal first is to be funny.
Right.
He said he was purposely going in a room and like pissing off the whole audience.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to get kind of out of that because he was like, it was funny to him. It was fun for him. But
exactly.
Like, your goal is to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do political, if you want to do bashing, whatever you want to do.
Right.
But the number one goal is to be funny.
Exactly.
And so you can't just go out there offending everybody or being dark for no reason. And there's no funny behind this. Mm-hmm. And so.
I feel like a lot of comedians do that. I'm just going to make some great points.
Or like you said, they make great points. Yeah, but it's not. Like if you know, if Dave would have did that, the nigger joke, like that whole time, just like that, I'd have been like, all right, these are fantastic points,
Yeah.
but I'm not laughing. Like Burr and Chappelle, they're my favorites because they make the points and they make me laugh.
Right.
Do you think Bill Burr went a little bit too far on Michelle Obama? Did you see Paper Tiger?
I was laughing.
I liked it.
I was laughing.
I don't think he went too far.
I don't think he went too far.
Funny.
I thought that was funny. It made me laugh.
I could see people getting offended.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I remember I was listening to it because I was listening to it and I was in the shower, but I had my phone on the sink. And I was like, oh. He took it there, huh?
And it was funny, though. Like, I guess I understand his point. Obviously, he's going over the top.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I understand the points that he's making, and it's funny. I mean, even when he was talking about him and his wife, and he was like, he knew, he was like, you know, when they were talking about, Elvis. She was like, why is that wrong? He was like, I get why it's wrong. However.
That's my favorite. I think that's my favorite lane of comedy, too. Like, when comedians go personal, I'm more invested. Like, when they talk about current events, yeah, it's great. Oh, great point. Yeah. I was thinking that, too. But once they go inside, like when he talked about his wife and getting rid of the dog, that's when I really clocked in. And then that's why with the Dave special, a lot of it was just like, you know, racism, the LGBT community, a lot of, you know, social stuff. Then when he went home and talked about, you know, some drug addict breaking in, it still felt like it was from a social angle. So I was just like, but once comedians go within, that's when I like.
I mean, I like that too, because Cedric, his last special, the first 15 was very pop culture, and I was like, whatever. And then the last 30, he went personal, and I was in tears.
Same with DL Hughley.
DL too. Like, I didn't know that stuff about his family either.
I was like, this is great.
I didn't know none of that stuff.
I'm all
and I was cracking up.
Yeah.
Chris Tucker's, everybody talks about his special was terrible because one, he went too long. He should only did like an hour, and in that hour should have been the second half. Yeah. I didn't know nothing about his childhood. He started talking about that. I was dying. But the Jackie Chan and regular,
Michael
I was like,
Jackson.
I don't care, bro.
Well, Patrice O'Neal.
Oh,
amazing.
He's great.
Yeah.
Makes great points and
he
hilarious.
Makes great points.
Great.
I told Tony, I was like, when we have daughters, the second she hits puberty, I'm showing her all of Patrice O'Neal's material.
Yes. He was great.
He was so funny.
Yeah, that's a shame that he's not. Because I would love to hear what he's got to say about Me Too culture.
Health.
Oh, yeah.
And it all circles back.
Yeah.
The health.
It all circles back.
The health got him.
Health.
Yep.
And he knew it. He knew it.
Damn, health got him, man. Y'all.
Health.
If you're fat, it's not healthy, y'all. That's what more do you need? What more do you need? Forget the visuals. Forget the vanity portion of it. It's not healthy. You're taking years off your life if you're just eating this bullshit. If you're not working out, you're not walking, you're not running, you're not exercising, you're just laying and eating in the car, driving, you're taking years off your life. What more do you want from me? Stop making excuses, because when death comes, you'll be like, ain't no excuses. Mm-hmm. Get your ass in this casket.
And I understand that. It's like people be like, it's hard. I know.
It is hard.
It's very hard.
It's very, very hard.
Anything worth having is hard.
It's an everyday struggle for me out here.
Anything worth a damn is hard. So what?
That's
what makes it work. That's what makes it dope. When you beat out whatever, you be like, oh, this is, I did that.
I want to eat filth so bad
every
24
day.
Hours a
That's
day.
That's all I want.
I'm constantly sweating. People have, it's easy for you to say, the changes I've made in my life, none of it is easy.
That's because people don't know Fat Tony. I've known Tony for a lot of years now. I knew Fat Tony. When we was going to Taco Night, it was filth. It was all of us.
Oh, he didn't
filth.
Know Fat Tony.
You
didn't know Fat
you
Tony.
You was eating.
That wasn't Fat Tony. Fat Tony was
pancakes
272
with Chaz
Tony.
And stuff? Well, yeah, that was
272
huge.
Tony is
that
Fat
was huge
Tony.
Tony.
And would you get out of breath if you walked up a flight of stairs?
No.
Okay, so you weren't super, super unhealthy. You were carrying
I
could
still
extra
move,
weight.
But I was out here just super reckless.
But you had lost the weight, but I've seen you eat.
Oh, yeah. You
like,
know,
eat.
I can still do that. The only reason you don't see me eat tacos like that because they don't have vegan tacos on demand like that for cheap.
But you don't be eating now. We
still,
already talked about that.
I can still eat 18 tacos. They would just have to be vegan.
How many calories do you both eat in a day? Do you know?
I don't count.
I don't count, but when I do count, it's between 1650 to 1800.
That's not that much for someone your size.
I know.
No, it's not.
That's super low.
That's how low is all the weight.
You don't eat.
That's about how much I eat on a good day.
That's definitely way less than I take in. I know that for a fact.
That's how I lost the weight. That was the target range. And then boom.
I work out a lot, so that's how. But my scale says I should only eat like 1390 calories. Mm. But because of the exercise, then I eat that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not that much.
No, it's not a lot at all.
I thought you were going to say twice that amount.
No, because he don't eat. He just said it right now.
But no, that's what I'm counting. Mm-hmm. That's what I haven't counted in
you're not
years,
eating, Cam. Cam be over here just. Well, basically, y'all can't see Cam, but Cam just be over here like.
I'm eating, y'all. Clearly, I'm eating. I'm not bone skinny. Y'all think I'm just this size for nothing?
I don't know how you're that size if that's what you're eating.
Nah, I eat.
That's crazy.
But no, y'all asked me about the calorie count. I don't count calories. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying when I do, that's the target range. But I haven't counted.
So the days that you counted, that's a typical day for you, though? I don't want to get
If I do a calorie count, now I'll go online. Because I did it like a few months ago. It was like, how many calories should I be eating? It was like in the 2000s now. But when I went to that healthcare place and they did my whole blood work and all of that, that's what they came to the table with, 1650 to 1800.
They suggested that you eat that low?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Get in that range, 30 to 40 grams of fat a day, nothing over 10 grams of sugar per serving.
On top of
eat six times a
working
day.
Out and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, and work out at least three times a week.
But you add calories.
Make sure I eat at 7 a.m. just like an apple or something, just to kickstart the metabolism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I did all that, followed everything to the letter, and then went from 272 to 217.
That's when you were losing weight, but now to maintain.
Now to maintain, and mind you, I went to 217 in 2003. I'm like at 220 now, you know, and this is like 15 years later. So it's just, you know. That's a hell of a maintain for that long.
Yeah.
But But I don't calorie count now. I just eat. You know, like today I had a huge bowl of cereal.
It's not that many calories in
cereal. It's 200 per serving, and I had a big bowl, so I probably had 400 calories.
And for the rest of the day, he gonna have a
smoothie. And then you gotta include the milk, huh?
He gonna have a smoothie, and that's it for the rest of the day.
I probably have a smoothie, and then Sabrina cooks dinner. So I eat it like last
He's
night.
He's not even gonna eat the dinner though. He's just gonna suck in the fumes.
Keon is just talking.
She'd be like, he'd be like, meal, and that's it. He just inhales. It smells good in there. I'm full. And
whatever Sabrina cooks, I double up. Like yesterday, she made pasta, so I had that and some like garlic bread thing with some like cauliflower crust. I had that. I had two plates of that for dinner. Mm-hmm. I always go back for seconds. It's just like I'm programmed. Seconds. So what she started doing, she started making the first plate a little smaller because she know I'm coming back in there. Mm-hmm. And that's a mental thing. It's a mental, like, you know, I got to stop having seconds.
Mm-hmm. No, if you have the small plate.
Programmed. Even if it's a big plate, seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be doing that too. I had to stop doing that. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to eat this meal and I'll eat again in 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm giving up ice cream. I'm trying to cut out the ice cream completely and maybe get to 1650 a day. Even with my workouts.
Yeah.
So that's the goal right now. Check back in a month and see how that
works.
So
you'd be liking ice cream like that?
I love ice cream.
Mm. Ice cream is fantastic.
I'll go through half a gallon.
Half a gallon?
Half a gallon in 4 days.
I don't eat it like that.
Half
I don't
a
really
gallon
like
in
sweets
4 days.
Right. My problem is the greasy filth. I have a savory palate. That's my problem. Mm. So like I'm not going to eat the ice cream, but is that a cheesesteak? Like that's my problem. Yeah. I like the filth. But I'm just going to do insanity and knock it out because I don't want to.
Filth is so
good. I just want to eat.
Man.
Yeah.
It's a struggle, man.
I just want to eat.
I'm always hungry.
Do we have questions?
We have. Let's do one question. Okay. Amazing Grace asks, hey, Tony, have you or your ex ever walked in on your boys having a special moment?
What?
How do you prepare for the weenie beat walk-in?
Oh, the solo moment.
I was like,
I don't think a solo moment has ever been walked in on because you got the bathroom, lock the door.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
like, I've never been caught doing that.
I've never been caught either. People had, you know, my brother had an idea because I'd be in the bathroom for mad long when I was a teen, like first doing it. Be like, Tony in there playing with him. So, hey, hey. No, I wasn't. I was. You know, just be in there for mad long reading the catalog. Why you got the Fredericks of Hollywood in there?
Oh, Tony? Yeah, the Fredericks.
The Fredericks of Hollywood, Fredericks. Man. My stepmom had them. Like, I could see the nipple through the.
Oh, man. That was all I needed.
That was gold. And then once I found, my grandfather had a huge collection of dirty mags. And I was like, I remember we were helping him like move out of his apartment and I had no clue. And then I was like, man, I got to take a break, y'all.
Midships.
I was young.
I'll be back.
I was just in the back. I didn't do anything, but I was reading them looking at them.
What did you talk to your kids about masturbation about?
I've never had the conversation no. Because I feel like that's not really a necessary conversation in terms of, if they do.
And what are you going to say?
Yeah, it's, you know, if they were to ask me anything about it, I keep it real. Like, yeah, all the time. Yeah. Or like whatever, you know what I'm saying?
And it never stops.
Yeah, you know, I still do it. Like we were talking about it in the group chat recently. I was like, I do it on occasion. You know,
I really don't.
Because it's just easy work.
It's so easy.
It's quick.
And sometimes women, if you're in a relationship, women take offense. Like if you do it.
It's not about you.
But it's not. It's just like it was so easy to do.
It's so easy.
And a lot of people like Kevin Hart did a joke about it. A lot of times dudes be doing it out of boredom. You just be chilling. You be like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go. Like, it's for no reason.
What I hate about that is I get hungry after.
Factual.
Right after, I'm like, man, I need to eat something. I just ate. But the
factual. Every time. That's what I hate about the late night smash. I got to eat after that.
I got to eat.
I have to eat after that. After the late night, I'll be hungry.
Man, I'm hungry all
full
the time.
Full meal. And I don't eat the snack. After the late night smash, I eat the full meal.
He got the sides.
Yeah, I'm cooking breakfast naked. Just like my man and baby boy. Like this. I need the full meal.
I get hungry. That's what I be trying to tell, like, Sabrina, man. I be like, orgasms don't give me energy. That's you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I have sex or, you know, I get lazy. I get lazy and hungry. And I be like, it's better just – that's why I get why fighters ain't supposed to do nothing.
No, yeah, you're not.
That energy is – once I release, I be like, all right, yeah, it's whatever, man. Yeah. You know? If I hold it in and keep it together, I can get stuff done.
Yeah. I'm wired. I'm actually in a bad mood. Sometimes I don't on purpose just to keep like the, I gotta. Because like you said, once I do it, then I'm like, I don't, you taking my kids? All right, well, I'll see them.
Oh, you burning the cross on my front lawn? That's crazy, guys.
Is there food? Can I cook this food on that cross? That's what I want to do.
You know, there's a whole subsection of people in like the new age hippie movement that are against orgasms in general. And
they're stupid.
All right, first of all, I'm not even
they can kiss my
that
ass.
Whole group.
Just out the gate.
Anyway, we out of here.
Yeah, on that, they pissed. I'm
closing
done.
Up on that note. All right, y'all. It's been another episode of Daddy Issues. Remember, if y'all have any questions, ask us in the comment section of the YouTube page, and we'll tackle them on the show. Thank y'all for writing the questions. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening and being your concerns and everything, guys.
Yeah, man. Y'all good people,
you
man.
Are.
You can find me at TonyBakerComedy.com. Tony Baker Comedy on everything. If you're, we're probably by the time this post. Wait, when's this post, Cam?
Tomorrow.
Denver this weekend, the Denver Improv.
Keenan Baker.
All weekend with Keenan Baker, conspiracy theorist. You know,
he got out the tent, people.
Man.
He got out the tent. KeonPoli.com and Keon Poli on everything.
Yeah. Thank you, Maya, for joining us once again.
Thank you for having me.
K-Dot and Cam in the back, and we out here.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.